morning. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, November 22nd, and this is Morning Ireland with David Hanley in Limerick and Richard Crowley in Dublin. The news headlines. International efforts are underway to implement the new Bosnian peace agreement, but the Bosnian Serbs have already signalled their dislike of the accord. A meeting between Irish and British officials aimed at overcoming problems in the peace process has been postponed. More than 400 nurses are on strike for the day at three hospitals in the Midlands, and France has carried out another nuclear test in the South Pacific. Now the news in detail from Emer O'Kelly.
The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote later today to suspend the sanctions imposed on the former Yugoslavia. The move follows the initialing of a peace agreement last night by the presidents of Bosnia, Croatia and Serbia. The UN is also likely to approve a phased lifting of the arms embargo against all the former Yugoslav republics. The agreement was reached in Ohio after 3 weeks of talks brokered by the United States. It'll be signed at a conference in Paris next month. Our Washington correspondent, Mark Little.
It was, in the words of U.S. Secretary of State Warren Christopher, a day many believed would never come. The agreement reached in Ohio yesterday will create a new Bosnia, made up of a Muslim-Croat federation and a Serb republic with almost equal shares of territory. They will operate under a common government and parliament with a rotating presidency. But the deal to be signed in Paris next month leaves one territorial issue outstanding, the status of land linking Serb areas in northern Bosnia. On paper, the agreement will bring to an end almost 4 years of war. But in practice, a lot depends on the 60,000 troops of the NATO peacekeeping force to be deployed in Bosnia in the coming weeks. That deployment will cause some problems for President Clinton. Instead of basking in the glory of a foreign policy success, he now faces the task of persuading a skeptical Congress that it's right to send 20,000 U.S. troops to help secure the peace. However, he's likely to go ahead with or without congressional approval. Mark Little, RTE News, Washington.
The Bosnian Serbs have already signalled their dislike of the agreement. A spokesman for their leadership in Pale said no one had the right to sign away territory that people had shed blood to defend. But the Serbian president, Mr. Slobodan Milosevic, whose delegation in Ohio included Bosnian Serbs, said there could be no winners in a civil war and only peace was a victory. The Bosnian president, Alija Izetbegovic, said it might not be a just peace, but it was better than war. A meeting between government officials and their British counterparts that was due to take place in London this morning has been postponed. The meeting was to be part of the latest effort to overcome difficulties in the peace process. The civil servants were due to try to iron out problems that are preventing the setting of a date for an Anglo-Irish summit meeting. The Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister discussed the issue on the telephone yesterday and are expected to talk again soon. Our London correspondent, Brian O'Connell.
It had appeared for a time yesterday as if the Taoiseach and Mr. Major had been almost on the verge of announcing an Anglo-Irish summit, but following a 40-minute phone conversation between the two men last evening, spokesmen on both sides were saying that there were still roadblocks to be cleared first. As attempts are made to do that, Dublin is making it plain that they would prefer to have the summit right rather than having it soon, even if that means waiting until after President Clinton's visit. The problems appear to centre around British concerns over the remit of the international body on paramilitary weapons. London still wants to see a start to the IRA's decommissioning before Sinn Féin is admitted to all-party talks. That condition, they insist, must remain outside the jurisdiction of the international body to prevent it being watered down. Brian O'Connell, RTE News, London.
A one-day strike by nurses in the Midlands has brought most services at three general hospitals to a standstill this morning. The hospitals at Portlaoise, Mullingar and Tullamore serve a population of almost 250,000 people. The nurses' action is part of a dispute over staff numbers. Our Midlands correspondent, Kieran Maluli.
450 nurses in total will not be working in the Midlands hospitals today. The Irish Nursing Organisation say there is an immediate need for 20 new posts at the general hospitals in Portlaoise, Mullingar and Longford. But the Midland Health Board has offered only to provide 5 in the short term. The INO say their members are overworked because of the increasing demand for healthcare. But the board insists that staff numbers are reviewed and adjusted on a regular basis. As the dispute continues, patients in the Midlands will suffer. All outpatient clinics have been cancelled. Elective inpatient admissions will not take place either, and 300 people who were facing treatment will be first to be affected today. In the meantime, all three hospitals will provide emergency services only. Kieran Maluli, RTE News, Mullingar.
France has carried out another nuclear weapons test at the Mararoa Atoll in the South Pacific. The French Defense Ministry said the underground explosion was equivalent to less than 40,000 tons of conventional explosives. The test was the fourth in a series of six that France plans to conduct in the South Pacific. Australia said the test showed continued disregard for feelings in the region. New Zealand described it as totally unacceptable, and Japan said it was extremely regrettable. The jury in the trial of Rosemary West will continue their deliberations today on seven more murder charges against her. Yesterday, the jury at Winchester Crown Court found Mrs. West guilty of murdering her daughter, her stepdaughter, and a teenage lodger. From Winchester, Mary Wilson reports.
The jury's still out, but Rosemary West knows since yesterday she's going to prison for life for three murders. The murder of her stepdaughter, her daughter, and the family lodger, pregnant with Fred West's child, have been called the domestic murders. The seven murder counts the jury must still consider are less clear-cut. Seven young girls and women between 15 and 21 who are all believed to have been killed between 1973 and 1979. Some were known to the Wests. Most, the prosecution claim, were innocent hitchhikers lured to Cromwell Street by Rosemary and Fred West and subjected to abuse before being killed and buried in the cellar and garden. The jury has been directed to return unanimous verdicts. They've succeeded on three murder counts. This morning could decide the remainder. Sentence could be imposed this afternoon. Mary Wilson, RTÉ News, Winchester Crown Court.
The chairman of Irish Press PLC, Vincent Jennings, has confirmed that the company has been working on a possible relaunch of the Sunday Press. The confirmation is contained in the company's latest annual report to share.